Blog Talk Radio.
You don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. One word from the Lord will move all the doubts and cause the sun to shine and give peace of mind. Speak, Lord, thy wisdom and thy understanding. Though we lack the very love you show in the sun, Lord, we walk to the end of thy ways and we stand so much to gain. So give us your word, Lord.
Well, good Sunday afternoon. Welcome to Seeing Clearly in Dark Times. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm glad that I could come to you this Sunday afternoon. Sorry, I had some really serious technical problems here this afternoon, but they are cleared up, and I may be a little late, and because the broadcast is scheduled for 4, I am going to shorten this broadcast because I know that it's going to be cut off, truncated in some way, because I scheduled it for 4, and I've pretty much I'm at 4:12 right now. So I may end it abruptly. It may seem abrupt, but it is because of the scheduling and actually as opposed to when I'm starting the broadcast. Again, I'm with you this Sunday afternoon, and for me, this is a time of encouragement. for you, whether you're in the body of Christ or not. My gifting is for exhortation, to encourage, to motivate. I say this is a motivational outreach program. And to you that are listening to the program this afternoon, my hope and my belief is that you will be encouraged. Because my goal in this program is to do one thing, to encourage, to uplift, to do something positive in your day that will take you through your day. And I have named this program Seeing Clearly in the Dark, and it is in dark times. And it is so important that when we are tested, when we are living in dark times in our lives, that we see vision, that we see godly visions, that we know God's promises, and that we continue to believe in spite of darkness. It is so important. And what I want to talk to you about today, and like I said, this is going to be a brief, truncated version of what I want to say. I'm going to have to renew this next week or do a midweek broadcast, is this. Like in Genesis 15 here, what I want to talk about today with Abram, when he... The darkness was intensified around him. God particularized the promise. He renewed his promise to Abram so that he could continue to have faith, so that he could continue to obey God, because it's really about obedience. And as I, this is the overall thing, as I'm talking about that cycle of patience again, and obedience being that phase where you obey, where you don't see anything but the word of God. How about that? You don't see the fulfillment of God. You don't see the actual promises coming to pass. You see his word. And that's what Abram saw when this darkness was intensified around him. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. What I want to do is read my theme scripture for the program, which is 1 Corinthians 13:12. And this is the Amplified Translation, which says, "For now, in this time of imperfection," you see, this is darkness, "we see in a mirror dimly, a blurred reflection, a riddle, an enigma." Is that not the time when we cry out, "What is going on, Lord?" I almost say, "What the heck is going on now? What is it now?" The phone ringing, somebody's coming to bring bad news. Is a knock on the door, bad news. You turn on the news, bad news. You know, so that is a time of imperfection when we're looking in that dark glass. He says, but then when the time of perfection comes, we will see reality. Oh my goodness, this is such a good translation here, face to face. Face to face. I told you about face to face. It's something about intimacy. It's something about closer look that brings truth. Whether it's good or bad, it's the truth. And I know we all want the truth. Well, not everybody. I do. I want the truth. I want the bad news and I want the good news. And it's something about that face to face experience that will render the truth. It goes on to say in the second part of the verse, "Now I know in part, just in fragments, but then I will know fully, just as I've been fully known by God." God fills in the blanks, you know. He does fill them in. He'll fill them in with his word. When there's a darkness, he'll fill them in with a positive experience that will come to engender more positive experiences until God can bring you into full fulfillment of what he has for you. You start off with one little positive thing. Okay, let's go to the next little step. And then God will use the testimony of others to uplift you and exhort the believer as he walks times. And when he's waiting on that mirror to fill, clear up and see clearly in the dark time, he has promised this. And this is his promise. I say this over and over every week. And let me just get to briefly what I've come to talk about today. Today I'm in Genesis 15. I've moved all the way over to Genesis 15. And I have entitled this broadcast, as brief as it is, When God Promises Something and It's Still Dark. I mean, God is still there. He's there all the time. But he sometimes will come and give you a big promise and it's still dark in the situation. It's still the same thing in the situation. And God wants us to be strong in those times, continue to be strong. It is his goal that we continue to be strong, be positive, have faith in those times, okay? And when that happens, God is able to strengthen us. And I believe, as you know, I was riding today in my car, and I was thinking about what I wanted to talk today. I didn't see this little problem coming today. But, you know, God is preparing us for leadership when this happens. He wants to intensify our experience in these dark places so that we can lead others when they get in dark times. He'll take you through a bad relationship so you can counsel other people in bad relationships. He'll take you through a bad family situation so you will be able to counsel and lead others when they get in that situation. So it's not, you know, like he says, everything works for the good. Those are called and those that love God. He has a purpose for it all when he takes us through dark times. And then when we recover, he wants you to tell someone else about the experience. Let me just briefly quote the word here in Genesis 15. This is the Amplified Bible. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward for obedience shall be very great. In verse 2, he says, Abram said, Lord God, what reward will you give me since I'm leaving the world childless, and he who will be the owner and heir of my house is this servant, Eliezer, from Damascus. And Abram continued, since you have given no child to me, one, a servant born in my house is my heir. Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this man, Eliezer, will not be your heir, but he who shall come from your own body shall be your heir. You see, Abram was experiencing doubt here. He had just gone through another test, rescuing Lot, that setback. He had to go back with his family when God said, I've delivered you from your family. And you know, I don't know about you, but there are times when you go through tests and that it causes a setback. And when it causes a setback, then you have a setback in your belief. And I told you that strong belief is expectancy. And so sometimes we have to repeat that phase of the cycle where our faith is undergirded by God, is reconstructed by God, so that we can continue to believe God in the super, super dark times. Now, I'm going to exit out of this broadcast kind of fast because I know it's going to come to an end shortly. But what I want to tell you is this. I mean, God gives you a vision, a promise. You know it's God. I know it's God. And everyone else knows it's God. It's God. But then there comes these testing points that you must pass. And God is doing it for a reason. He's doing it for you. He's doing it for me and everyone else. So they will know that God is God in spite of extreme and intense darkness. God renews his promises, reassures us of his promises. And that's what he was doing here in Genesis 15 as it concerns Abram. Not only did God restate promise to Abram, But he particularized it. I don't have time in this broadcast to go back to the other promises where he started in Genesis 12. But he gets more and more particular about how he's going to bless Abram. He gives him more enlightenment and details about the promise and about how it's going to occur and what's going to be. But the darkness is intensifying here. And as I note, it's a physical darkness that Abram is going through. And that is the time when God sends reassurances. He said, I thought I was on the right track, all these things happening, and all this, you know, negative events. Wants to build his expectancy so that he, and then he obeys. When you expect, then you obey. And he moves on into the cycle of patience, with the last phase being fulfillment. Now, before I end the broadcast, and I know this sounds fragmented, but let me read the tags that I came up with today. It says, sometimes the of God are increased in darkness. God increases his promises to promote trust in the dark time. The promises of God are increased in intense darkness to promote supernatural vision. The promises of God are increased in intense darkness to promote faith and reliance on God's word and God's word alone. So when we have nothing else to look at, we look at his word, we read his word, and we know it's coming to pass. We know it's going to be true based on his word and his word alone. The promises of God given in extreme darkness are designed to provide exhortation, and I believe, and faith or encouragement. And reliance on the promises of God in extreme darkness foster endurance despite the darkness that is present. And I see here I got obedience misspelled. Forgive me for that. Well, in any event, that is the theme of this program, is that intense darkness will bring assurances from God that we didn't have before. And so while you may have a light point and be enlightened, you say, oh, here comes another test. Well, stay focused. Stay positive. Stay encouraged despite the darkness. And as God moves toward his fulfillment, he is going to increase the knowledge about what's going to come to pass. Because in 1 Corinthians 13:12, it says that our knowledge starts off being fragmented. And then as we move more toward God, the promise, the facts are coming more and more clear, so that dark glass is clearing up. And then when we get to the truth and the reality, he said that perfection, the perfect vision, then we see God. And so that's what's happening. God is taking Abraham through this cycle of patience. Yeah, there are resets, there are, you know, repeats, as it would be. Sometimes we go through a grade and it's, you know, you don't do so well. You have to go back and repeat it so that you get all that you have to get. Well, I see I'm moving toward the end of this broadcast. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. Sorry about the problems earlier. But know this, God is on your side. God is there for you, even when you don't think he is. He's ready and able to fulfill the promises that he gave, the prophecy, and his word alone. Amen. Well, I tell you what, if you want to hear an encore broadcast of this episode, you may go to blogtalkradio.com/Brenda K. Sanders, and you can hear it there. If you wish to have a prayer request, a prophetic word given to you, or a response or information, please email me at seeingclearlyinthedark@gmail.com. I'll do my best to respond immediately to that and provide a word of the Lord to you as you walk through your experiences. Well, thank you very much for listening again this week. Have a very blessed Sunday evening, and I will see you next Sunday. I need a healer. Oh. He
take it away.
Everybody go.